Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of our features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, I had a neat day today. I had an excuse to get up early in the morning and go back and do a little bit of rock radio. I used to do rock and roll DJing before my talk radio career, and so I had a little throwback this morning. I was invited in to talk about the various different liberty activist stuff goings on here in Keene at the local rock station, and the archive for that was just posted up at freekeene.com. Anyway, we'll get right into your phone calls. As soon as you make them, you're welcome to call in about anything. Dale is with us, as he is every Thursday night, from anarchyinyourhead.com. And we'll start right up this evening with something right off the front page of our website at freetalklive.com, where, of course, you, the listener, can go and actually influence show prep. You can go and submit your own show prep ideas or blog posts or videos or whatever it is that you think's interesting, and other listeners can vote them up or vote them down, and you also can vote up and vote down whatever it is that you see there. Well, one of the stories that has definitely hit the front page of the site, very popular, and for good reason. Well, it's not a good story. It's a terrible story. But it's to be expected out of New York City, where I'll be traveling to next week for the Talkers New Media Seminar, Talk Radio Convention. They are looking at banning salt. Same folks that brought you the trans fat ban in restaurants in New York City.
Margarine.
Right. Trans fat is margarine. It's the same thing.
Yes. Well, I didn't know that
for a long time.
Right. I think that bears mentioning, because for so long we were told margarine's better for you than butter. Yeah. And now we're being told that, well,
butter's
don't eat
better.
The,
yeah, it's natural.
You got to eat the butter. It's natural. The trans fat's terrible. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to the point that the nutritional people are calling it low-level poison. And, you know, I think that you got to take a deep breath when it comes to this nutrition stuff. When we find out new information about nutrition, I think that stuff needs to be vetted for 30 or 40 years before we're certain that this is true. Because just the new nutritional hype thing that they're going to pass legislation on, that's not cool.
So the story is from, I believe, the New York Daily News, nydailynews.com, where State Assemblyman Felix Ortiz has his way. The only salt added to your meal will come from the chef's tears. The Brooklyn Democrat has introduced a bill that would ban the use of salt in New York restaurants, and violators would be smacked with a $1,000 fine for every salty dish. The bill reads, "No owner or operator of a restaurant in the state shall use salt in any form in the preparation of any food."
Good Lord.
Now, I don't normally really like talking about proposed legislation simply because, well, it may not go through, and then what's the point of discussing it? But I guess I think there is a point here, because it really shows – sometimes there's a point to talking about proposed legislation, because it shows the extent to which some of these control freaks really do want to micromanage things. Are you kidding me? No salt in food? Why don't you just outlaw taste while you're at it?
I think that they would say that there's going to be salt shakers out available. People can salt their food to taste.
Oh, really?
It's not going to be the same as preparing it with the salt.
You're right.
Right. Can you imagine? I mean, salt in many cases is an important ingredient in baking, things like that. And when you're doing baking, it's a very very calculated thing, as I understand it.
And it's not a bad thing. You need salt. You will die without it. There was a creature in Star Trek that sucked the salt out of your body and caused you to die. So, you know, it is actually something you need, and there's some people who have to watch their intake of it for health reasons. But generally speaking, the general population, it is not a bad thing, and your body manages it quite well. I mean, you drink enough water, and your body pretty much regulates your salt content.
Isn't it iodized salt? I could be wrong about this. I'm no health expert. But doesn't a significant portion of the world suffer from diarrhea, and iodine is some sort of counteracting to that, and that's why iodized salt is available all over in this country. We don't have the same problem.
I know the reason that they offer iodized salt is for some kind of health reason.
I can tell you that it's Americans not
suffering from a lack of salt.
Yeah.
The reason that food that you taste that you buy outside of the home, you know, outside the home food dollars, the reason that those things taste better is because they have plenty of salt and fat in them.
Well, also, it's my understanding that salt helps with the preserving process. That's why a lot of the canned foods and things like that have salt in them. Is that not true?
Yes, it does. Sure.
Please correct me if I'm wrong here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As I say, I'm certainly no expert. But anyway, back to the story. New York City's considered the restaurant capital of the world. If they banned salt, nobody would come here anymore, said Tom Colicocho, the star of Top Chef and owner of Kraft. Some of Manhattan's top cooks blasted the idea, saying the legislation lacks a certain je ne sais quoi.
You knew that was coming.
Anybody who wants to taste food with no salt, go to a hospital and taste that, he said. Ortiz said his bill is designed to save lives, just like laws that ban the use of trans fats and require chain restaurants to post nutrition information. See, it's the same old story. The fact that some laws exist that micromanage people's businesses essentially is the justification for creating more. It's all they have to do when they want to propose some new insane level of micromanagement is just say, oh, we already control you here, here, and here, so what's the big deal? This is just one more control.
If it saves just one life, it'll be worth it.
Mm. But will it save one life? Is there any evidence that that would be the case? And besides that, it's just a fallacious position to take.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway.
Of course it's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that might save one life, but there's still... There's still a cost.
Right. The cost is freedom.
Especially when someone could, when that one life could be saved by that person simply adjusting their own diet.
What good is a life?
If you are in danger from salt because you have special health needs for what your high blood pressure or whatever, then you adjust your diet because you're the one with that problem.
Sure.
And you
and
can
not
save
everybody has
the life
problem.
that would otherwise take, that would otherwise cause so much misery to so many other people and so much cost. And
right,
so
the
much
cost is freedom.
Stifling of, yeah.
The cost to save that one life, allegedly, presuming you're saving a life, is freedom. And what good is life without freedom? What value does life have if all your life is, and I'm taking this to its logical extreme here, of all this micromanaging, if all your life is sitting in a padded cell, being fed mush to make sure, we've got to feed you mush, else you might choke on something.
But Ian, if we put everyone in padded cells, if it saves even one life, it'll be worth it.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. That's where it's going, right? Because you got to round off all the corners. You got to make everything soft. You got to make everything mushy. You got to make it so nobody can get hurt doing anything at all. You got to make it so the food is the most possibly bland food that couldn't possibly hurt
you'll
anybody.
You'll wish you're dead. Wish you're dead. You're like,
right.
Okay, you've saved my life, but I don't want
Not
it
much
anymore.
Is true
I want to
exactly.
be dead.
That, right, the padded cell isn't where it's going to go because people want to let it get that far. But the fact is that the government will make it so miserable on them that finally they rise up. They kill all the politicians. Mm. That's the way it's done. I mean, I'm not advocating this. Just look at history. They'll rise up, kill all the politicians, and they'll start all over again and do it all over again and find a new group of people that will slowly build a government around them, build their gilded cage around them.
By the way, one of our brilliant producers has pointed out that it's iodized salt actually helps the thyroid gland. It's not doesn't prevent diarrhea.
I thought it was something about preventing goiter or something like that.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
I think you are correct.
But I didn't want to say that because I'm still unsure. I used to know these things.
Well, that has to do with the thyroid, doesn't it?
I think so, but again, these are these things that I learned at some point, and I don't use them regularly. And if you don't use these, this is trivia knowledge you pick up, but then if you don't use it,
for the rest of the world, this isn't trivia, and that's why I brought it up because I know that diarrhea is a big problem, a cause of death around the rest of the world, but not here in the United States. And so that's why I was thinking that's what it was. But goiter is also a common, from what I understand, fairly common in, the undeveloped world. And so for them, that's not just something to blow by. I mean, that's a serious problem.
Yeah, but if you don't have enough iodine, it makes your goiter susceptible to kryptonite.
Okay, I don't know
that
about that.
That sounds good to me.
It's a joke, go on.
Yeah, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
Dale, I have the stiffest straight man in history, which is so not funny.
I see what you're talking about.
We continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. Do you actually think that salt should be banned from restaurants? I mean, who could support this? If you're out there, we'd love to hear from you. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing door-to-door for 12 hours in an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, and other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order your tickets today. Call 800-626-7223. Or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series. Seven supporting races, vintage race cars, driver autograph sessions, the party zone, and much more. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. For more info, visit SebringRaceway.com. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 20th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. We have our webcam and the chat room all mixed into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. Sickle CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses support Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. The news coming out of New York City, which is one of the hubs for really, really bad ideas, where a Brooklyn Democrat has introduced a bill that would ban the use of salt across all of New York, actually, as I understand it. It may... Wait a minute. Is this the entire state? I'm not actually clear on that. This either is New York City or New York State the entirety. But nonetheless, various different chefs are fairly upset about this, as salt is in many cases a critical ingredient in cooking and especially in baking. One of the bill sponsors, Ortiz, said that it is time for us to take a giant step. We need to talk about two ingredients of salt: healthcare costs and deaths. He claims billions of dollars and thousands of lives would be saved if salt was taken off the menu altogether. There's a little argument that too much salt causes high blood pressure, which can lead to heart attacks, but even hardcore salt haters say banning it outright is a pinch too much. Oh man, who writes these things? Sonia Angel, director of the Cardiovascular Disease and Prevention Program for the Health Department, says you can live with salt in your diet. The problem in our society is excess salt. Angel is behind the city's new push to get food producers and restaurants to cut sodium content by 25% over the next 5 years. That includes prepared foods like canned soups and frozen dinners, as well as fast food meals that can have twice the recommended amount of salt for an entire day. So it's not good enough that they already have reduced salt canned food. Or,
you know, that's
salt,
what I was
whatever.
Wondering. How far does this go? What about using ingredients that already have salt in them? Like, if you use, can that's you not point. Use canned foods that already have salt in it? Because
yeah.
Good luck finding your ingredients, you know, in a restaurant. And if you can, then I imagine that's how some people would get around it mm-hmm. somehow. So let's find a really high salt ingredient that I can add, you know. But that would just be ridiculous. I just can't imagine this thing passing. I really can't.
I would hope that it wouldn't pass, but. Then again, they did ban trans fats.
Well,
so who would have thought that would have passed?
They're using the healthcare and death as the two buzzwords here. And you know, you can't say that's not true. The fact is, Americans eat too much salt, and it affects your health, and it can kill you. And with the way that healthcare is getting progressively more socialized, and I don't know how things are in New York City. I don't know if they're have more socialized healthcare there or not, but certainly you take care of the healthcare of poor people. And as far as I'm concerned, poor people shouldn't be able to eat salt if I've got to pay for their healthcare.
That's a lot of people. That's exactly it.
Right.
Once
they shouldn't be able to smoke. They shouldn't be able to do drugs. They shouldn't be able to eat salt. As a matter of fact, they get bread and water if they're going to get free money. As far as I'm concerned.
That's the excuse is once you're paying for people's health care, then you have a reason to justify why you get to control their lives.
Sure.
Because, hey, I have to pay for your health care, so you can't be fat. You have to stop eating.
Not only
you
that,
know,
you can
whatever.
Force people to start doing exercise or something like that.
Got to do jumping jacks in the morning.
It's an extra reason to control smoking, an extra reason to control salt and trans fats. And,
well, right, and to the utopian person that is willing to force their vision on other people, that is a very attractive idea, the idea that, well, everyone should be doing more exercise. Everybody should be eating this way. They should be doing this. They should be doing that. And so this is a good reason to create these laws, to create these programs, so I and my vision can be foisted upon every American, so we can all be alike, so we can all have the exact same government-approved healthcare regimen.
Because we know what's best for everyone.
Right.
We know what's best for us, and it must be the best thing for everybody else.
Right, because all human beings are exactly the same. Well, that's not necessarily the case. We all have different tastes. We all have different interests. We all have different beliefs. But yet these people, some of them, believe that their way is the best way. And they're willing to force their way on you. John DeLucy, chef of the Waverly Inn and soon-to-be-open Lion, says, fast food is loaded with sodium, but in a kitchen that's doing fine dining, the use of salt is moderate. There's a ridiculous amount of salt in processed foods, but what I use is not a salt bomb like that. It's to taste. I have zero problems with blood pressure, zero problems with my health, and I have eaten salt all my life, said another chef at a world-famous Manhattan restaurant, Le Bernardin. Cooked food tastes good with salt, and it's bland without it, said the chef. I believe very much that processed food is not good for you, but salt is different. There are zero dishes I prepare that have no salt at all. So, I mean, you're talking about some... incredible damage to the restaurant industry if this bill goes through.
People are just going to salt their food anyway.
Right, but as Dale said, it's not going to be the same.
No,
it doesn't
not.
Have the cooked-in flavor.
It's going to be black market cooking.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. Because it's going to be that bad.
Right. They'll just salt the meals for the customers that they know. That basically is what it'll be. You'll have to be one of the regulars in order to get the salted food or something like that. There will be systems will be developed that will identify who the safe customers are and who essentially the health inspectors are, because that's how they're going to catch people, right? Is they're going
to
go in.
After that, they'll start paying off the regulars to snitch on the restaurants.
Mm, yeah. Who knows? I really hope you're right, Dale. I hope this doesn't go through, but
I don't know. I mean,
it's so
maybe
insane.
It'll lead
worth
to
talking
more,
about.
There's already more gray market food service emerging, and maybe this will lead to more of it.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Well, one thing's for sure. The government is not the place to look to when you want to talk about healthy eating. I mean, they want to masquerade as though they are the end-all, be-all, the ultimate knowledge about what is right and what is wrong to put in your body. But take a look at the government schools and see what they're serving up. According to BostonHerald.com, children in nearly two dozen Boston public schools ate meals in cafeterias cited for conditions so severe, including mouse droppings, peeling paint, and a rusty oven, that one inspector said they would shutter a typical restaurant. Making matters worse, the central food facility that feeds another 21 hub schools without cafeterias has also been tagged by health inspectors, according to records.
Officials can't do anything about it, though. It's the government.
Yeah, right.
It's so silly. I mean, here the government wants to stop restaurants, clean restaurants, that are providing their customers with what they want from serving salt.
Really high-quality food that they're willing to pay a lot for.
Yep. You know. But when the government fixes food, they can't keep the mouse droppings out of it.
And they get a pass, too, when they get caught.
Oh, well, of course they do.
Well, that's just
if they shut them up, it would cost everybody money.
What the end user, I guess the students, are getting is crap. And meanwhile, everyone that works in that school, I guarantee you, is making an outrageous salary for their skill set.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
And all the bureaucrats behind it making even more. It's a racket to pay people a lot of money, and what you're getting for what you're paying for is dirt.
And they've outlawed the Coke machines in the school because we don't want the kids to have sugar to cut their rat droppings with.
We'll come back with more on this.
It's crazy!
Including some detail.
People are insane.
Including some detail on the infractions that were discovered inside these government school kitchens. We'll share those with you. Also, your calls about what you want at 800-259-9231. And Dale's got something that a bit of controversy he wants to bring up, so we'll get to that here. Also, take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor at rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free. 1-800-259-9231. SACL-CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those on us. You can go on over to the bulletin board system and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. bbs.freetalklive.com, but a word of warning, it is virtually unmoderated, so you never know what you're going to come across. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Why would you want anything other than the best when it comes to personal protection? And I don't mean just for you, but for your loved ones. You know, if you've got some shoddy piece of equipment, it's not going to work when the time comes. So why buy it in the first place? If you go to tiger.freetalklive.com, you can save up to $100 off the Tiger Light T100 non-lethal defense system. It's proven to be the most effective non-lethal personal protection device in the world. Tested by top police, military, and civilian self-defense instructors to, in fact, have the stopping power of a handgun at close range. It's the Tiger Light at tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to come back here to the Boston School cafeteria failure story here in a moment. But we're going to jump into the phone calls first. Bill is on the line listening to WPBQ in Mississippi. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. Great to have my station joining the network. We went on March the 5th, and I just could not resist commenting on the salt issue that you got into.
Oh, excellent. Is this the program director, Bill, from the station?
Yes, the owner and PD.
Owner and PD. Welcome to the show, and I'm glad you finally came on board. This is Jackson, Mississippi, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. And you guys are on board now for all of the entire weeknights. Are you also taking Saturdays? I don't have all my details in front of me, Bill.
Yes, we are.
All 6 nights a week there in Jackson. So thanks
for that.
So much for coming on board. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I could not resist coming on the salt issue that you have brought up concerning the New York City potential ban. And as usual, the doctors and the general information disseminated is, I believe, out of proportion on the salt thing. I've been following Dr. Joel Wallach. I don't know whether you're familiar with him or not.
Yeah.
He was a veterinarian that got into naturopathic medicine, and he says that you never see a cow with high blood pressure. And the farmer puts the salt block out for the cow to lick. and it licks a certain amount, and that's it. And so he says that if the food is too salty, then don't eat it. But the normal salt is needed. And bear in mind that many times, such as up in Chicago, for example, several senior citizens died in a heat wave a few years ago because they were salt deficient. And so it's just taken way out of proportion, and I believe that the proper proportion of all the minerals taken in the proper proportion are necessary for the metabolism and the growth of the human body. So I think it's someone has really gotten this thing steered in the wrong direction in the case of the New York City proposal.
Yeah, I'm just really, if they go through with this bill, it should be interesting to see what kind of black market things pop up, because as I recall, you mentioned Chicago in there. You may recall that a few years ago they actually banned foie gras in Chicago. Do you remember that story?
I don't remember that, no.
It's a fancy dish. It's essentially stuffed goose liver, and basically the PETA activists, the so-called animal rights activists, got all up in a tizzy about it, and they convinced the city alderman to ban foie gras, which ended up basically just pushing it underground because it's really the fancy restaurants that are serving it, and of course the fancy restaurants have a certain level of clientele, that regular customers that come in on a regular basis, and they're very ritzy and wealthy, and so they kept serving the foie gras. It's just that they had to order it with like a secret code word or something like that. And eventually they ended up repealing the law, and now I think foie gras is back in Chicago. But it should be interesting to see, you know, what kind of black market dealings will pop up in order to salt people's food. Maybe they'll have salt dealers or something like that. And you can buy a bag of marijuana and get yourself a shaker of salt at the same time.
I think that's the silver lining, is that people see how ridiculous government is, and that this is a normal trend.
True.
If you start allowing people, you know, a little bit of power, you know, you give them an inch, saying, well, they need an inch, that's all, but we need them, you know. And that's not the way they are. They're going to always grab for more power.
All right. In this case, it may be a big food versus big medicine versus big government.
It may very well be.
Right.
Bill, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, I guess that's about all. I could get wound up and talk on this issue all night, but I won't. So you guys have a good one.
Tell you thanks, what, Bill. Thank you for the call. We'll go ahead and officially add WPBQ to our affiliates list. I just announced three brand new affiliates today.
That's 68.
That's our fourth, yeah, number 68. So thank you again, and welcome to our Jackson listeners there in Mississippi. 800-259-9231. Back to the story from the Boston Herald about the government school kitchens failing the health inspections that the bureaucrats are saying would normally shut down a restaurant, but they get a pass because, hey, it's the government. So the rules aren't the same for them as they are for everybody else, as you should know if you've been paying attention. The Boston Herald's review of the inspection reports found that 22 schools out of 132 failed semi-annual inspections this year. Three schools, Snowden High, Carter Development Center, and Winthrop Elementary, lacked state-certified food handlers on site. The worst infractions include: at East Boston High School, boxes of cooked Tyson chicken sat on the floor of a meat locker. A walk-in refrigerator lacked a thermometer, and paint peeled on a wall beside a snack station. At Taylor Elementary School, mouse droppings on a floor prompted an inspector to order an extermination. An uncovered dumpster outside overflowed with trash at an elementary school. The inspector ordered it covered to reduce rodent activity. A middle school in Dorchester, dirty mop water backed up from a drain was leaking onto the floor. Hood vent had not been cleaned since 2007 at one place. And another school, an oven was so rusty, the inspector ordered it replaced or repaired. And finally, the Teachers Union Pilot School, pizza was served at 110 degrees below the mandatory 140. What's more, the veteran health inspector who requested anonymity, so he's doing his job, so-called, of doing health inspections, but he's requesting anonymity on this particular...
Because he's scared.
He's a veteran health inspector.
What's going to happen to him if he reports these people for what they're doing?
It's just
that's
amazing.
What happens.
The level of intimidation here within the ranks of the government.
You absolutely have to go along to get along.
Well,
when it comes
to
the government.
They kind of have to watch each other's backs to some extent. I mean, this is like one person trying to do the honorable thing, trying to do the right thing in a system that's very corrupt. And you know, most of them are in there looking out for each other. You know, yep. They've got a good gig, you know.
And he
really
knows
hard to get fired. It's great benefits.
But
and
he must know that people could pull some strings and get him fired or get him in some level of trouble for coming out about this.
Yeah.
So he's hiding behind anonymity. He told the Herald that inspectional services department staff go easier on school cafeterias than other eateries, a claim that the assistant commissioner who heads the health inspection division strongly refuted.
No, no, that's not true at all.
In fact, his quote is, "There's no truth to that. Whether it's a public school, a high-end restaurant, or a sub shop on the corner, they're all inspected the same. We take it very seriously. We enforce the code. That's our job."
Well, he didn't say that they enforced it the same.
That's true.
He just said they inspected them the same.
Yeah, you have to really watch what these bureaucrats say, because words are very words have meaning. They're very important, and they craft their sentences in many cases very carefully.
Yes, liars do that. They will often craft sentences to be like they're not exactly lying.
Goodfellow said none of the cafeterias need to be closed down. They're run very well. The people who work in them, a lot of them are mothers. They take very good care of the kids. As though that would be an acceptable excuse if our friend Mama Allie from the Savannah Last Biscuit, which is essentially an underground kitchen operating out of her home, which does not have any of the mandatory equipment or whatever that the government might require.
Right.
She wouldn't be able to get out of it by saying, well, I'm a mom.
Yeah, as if that would be an excuse anywhere. Oh, well, yeah. There's mothers working here. Yeah, they care very much about what they're doing. I don't care. There's rat droppings on the floor.
Boston Public School spokesbureaucrat Matthew Wilder said the district places a premium on cafeteria cleanliness and noted that inspectors categorize the bulk of infractions as non-critical. He acknowledged that not all food handlers are state certified, though, and said certification is preferred. Quote, "In many cases, when concerns were brought to our attention, they were rectified by the time the inspector returned. The health and well-being of our students is our first priority."
As if state certification for food handlers matters.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So when the state fails its own inspections, it looks the other way.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at VARadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, we give ours away. freetalklive.com. You enjoy the program. You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, contact your local talk radio station if they don't air the show and ask them to air Free Talk Live. We just got an email from somebody that had reached out to one of the stations in his local area, and we encouraged him to go ahead and reach out to all of them. I mean, if there's nobody carrying the show, you might as well say hi to every single one of the talk stations there. And we actually give you tips on how to do so. You can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com and get some tips.
Well, if you're looking to set up a website, it doesn't really matter whether it's a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can go to hostgator.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy to set up your own website with templates and builder tools and those kind of things. You can use code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And when you sign up, you'll get your first month free at hostgator.com, code FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've been talking in the area of food preparation here tonight. First, New York is looking at banning salt from all restaurants. Hopefully that is not going to go through, but it's just so ludicrous, I thought it was worth discussing. Plus, the Boston schools are failing, many Boston school food kitchens are failing inspections, but unlike the rest of the restaurant world, which would be shut down on these kinds of failed inspections, they get the pass. They, you know, look the other way. It's no big deal when it happens with the government. It leads me to a little story from LouRockwell.com's Don Cooper. "Do you feel free anymore?" he asks. "My entire adult life," he says, "I felt the injustices imposed upon honest, hardworking individuals in our society. Frivolous traffic tickets, lying politicians, extorted taxes for things we neither want nor need, abusive law enforcement and the like. I've always been passionate about these injustices, but not actively so." And doesn't that really speak to most Americans? I mean, a lot of people are really upset about what they see out there, but they don't really know what to do about it. "After spending nearly a decade abroad living and working in Europe, I found myself returning to a country I didn't recognize. I found it difficult to acclimate and integrate into this politically correct, socially abusive, statist society, a society that seemed to be desensitized to all police abuse of all magnitudes. The prevailing attitude seems to be, if the cops have someone in custody, well, then they must deserve it.
Bad boys!"
Yeah, well, there's that, the cops program, but also if you look at what a lot of the American people will say or do in regards to the government and, for instance, so-called terrorism suspects, they just throw the whole idea of habeas corpus and a public trial and all that stuff right out the window. Well, they've been accused by the government. They must be terrorists.
A thousand years of fair trials thrown out the window when somebody uses the word terrorist.
Well, not that they're even fair trials, but at least they're public and to some extent accountable.
They've evolved
to some
over
level.
Time. They've evolved over time, and I'd say that quite honestly, the courts in certain times and places were far more just than ours.
Almost immediately, says Don, I was confronted with the abusive nature of the new state order. Driving, get a cup of coffee on a Sunday morning in Syracuse, New York. I was pulled over for talking on my cell phone. Having only been in Syracuse for 3 months, I had no reason to believe that such a law existed. Regardless, the donut feeder pulled me from my car, patted me down in the street, and put me in his car while he ran my license and wrote out the citation. It was humiliating, and I felt like a common criminal. And guess what? You are. I mean, that's what you are as a common criminal, right? You're doing something very common, and it's been called criminal.
Everybody now is breaking some kind of law. There's so many of them to break.
I was determined to fight the citation, but my contract ended, and I left Syracuse. Eventually, I paid the $100 fine. Now, just recently, I moved to Princeton, New Jersey to begin a new short-term contract. This past Saturday evening, I rode my bicycle to the Princeton University campus, where there are a number of pubs and restaurants. My intent was to get Chinese takeout and go back to my room off campus. As I rode down the sidewalk on famed Nassau Street on this clear, cool March evening, myself and others were startled by a Mercer County patrol car blazing its siren and lights and darting into the sidewalk ahead of me. My first thought, of course, was, what could be going on? It wasn't more than a few seconds until I got the answer to that question. The short, well-armed female officer exited her cruiser, and with a firm right hand, outstretched arm, and condescending look in her eyes, she looked dead in my eyes as I approached her and exclaimed, "Stop!" I kid you not. Of course, this is one of those situations where anyone still in possession of a fully functional frontal lobe thinks to themselves, what could I possibly have done?
Riding on the sidewalk?
The responsible answer is, of course, nothing. Reason and responsibility, unfortunately, rarely seem to figure into a tax feeder's thought process. As it turns out, it is illegal to ride your bicycle on the sidewalk. Even more ridiculous is the fact that it's only illegal in a 4-to-5 block section of Nassau Street, and only on my side of the street. At least, that's what she told me. Given my survival training learned from LouRockwell.com and other sites, I immediately knew how to handle the situation. The first thing I said was, I do not consent to any searches of my person. Of course, this riled her. She immediately replied, why? Do you have something to hide?
That's when you pull out your camera and you start recording the event.
Yep.
Because if there's nothing to hide, lady, you shouldn't have a problem with it being recorded.
When you say that, you seem suspicious. Of course, this would be her response, since in her mind, she, as she sees herself as anointed by God herself, and anyone not wanting to cooperate with a servant of the Almighty must be immoral and hiding something. Actually, I saw myself as being accosted by a total stranger, imposing on my freedom of movement, and there was no more, and was no more willing to consent to an invasion of privacy by her any more than I would any other stranger accosting me on the street. I told her that I didn't trust her, and was simply exercising my constitutional rights. That made her even angrier. Cops hate it when us mundanes say things like that. I couldn't help but think this whole situation could have been avoided if only her father had loved her more. But I digress. Continuing with her irresponsible and abusive activities, she called for backup. Backup for a guy riding his bicycle. When she did that, it instantly became clear to me that we were on the other side of the looking glass and tea was about to be served. When her colleague arrived, he approached me and said that the law was the law, and they were just doing their job. Of course, at that point, my first instinct was to pull his underwear up over his head and smack him for being stupid, but I didn't. Instead, I pointed out how German officers at the Nuremberg trials also used that defense, that they were just doing what they were told, when he rolled his eyes as if to say, "Where did this nut job come from?"
Well, I don't understand why they still use that excuse. We're just doing our jobs. I mean, you would have thought that 60 years ago at the Nuremberg trials that particular excuse would have been sullied,
Yeah.
But apparently not.
As a female cop completed the citation, I made a point of letting all folks passing by know the situation was because I was riding my bike on the sidewalk. The first baby boomer couple to pass by commented, "That's a shame. The sidewalk is the safest place for a cyclist to ride," they said. Of course, I agreed. Obviously, this is just another example of abusive law enforcement in an effort to extort yet more and more money out of the productive people in our society.
Well, I think there's times when bicyclists act in an unsafe fashion on a sidewalk.
Well, if they run into someone, then you've got a problem.
Yeah, I think you can weave in and out and be acting in an unsafe fashion when it doesn't mean that you've run into someone. But at the same time, you know, I think that plenty of bicyclists act in a safe fashion. I don't see any reason to go after those guys.
Well, I would think also, I don't know. I don't know the statistics or anything, but it seems to me, I've ridden bikes and I've ridden them on roads with cars, and it seems to me that there's a lot less danger of a pedestrian from a bicyclist than there is from a bicyclist and a car on the road.
I would
because
agree.
A lot of cars don't respect them at all. And there's so much more. It seems to me there's so much greater harm that can come from an accident, particularly to the cyclist, between a car and a cyclist than between a cyclist and a person on the sidewalk. And again, it's, you know, as long as they're just acting, as long as you're reasonable about it, you can, you know, and are respectful of the pedestrians, you know, it really isn't bad. So I think it should be more of an issue of how do they drive on the sidewalk.
Yes.
I think he's absolutely right here in his conclusion that this is really just about extorting cash from people. Because most bicyclists are not putting people in danger, and anytime they get caught, most of them just roll over. This guy is going to do something a little differently. He says he's got a court date on the 23rd of this month, at which time I will plead not guilty. And imagine I'll receive another court date to plead my case. My position on this issue is simple. I can't condone this sort of socially irresponsible behavior on the part of the state. In fact, in point of fact, the state is antisocial in the way in which they behave. It's been made clear to me, says Don, I have no say in anything the state does, so I'm forced into a corner from which I shall fight my way out. I won't contend that I'm not guilty of breaking the law, but rather that the law itself is immoral and to cite me abusive, period. I certainly can't take the position of just let me pay the citation and go along to get along. By doing so, I'd be condoning these sorts of reprehensible practices, which I do not. This particular issue is so clearly unjust that I have no problem going to the mattresses in fighting it. I can't think of anything more insulting to me as an American as this sort of affront to my God-given rights of existence. I want to talk a little bit more about the idea of just not rolling over for crap like this. We'll come back. Don has a few more thoughts from LouRockwell.com. We'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. Then Dale wants to stir up some controversy.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.